What is up, Hurt Nation? Before we get started, follow us on Twitter, Hurt Words Podcast, Twitter handle at Hurt Words 3. Send us business inquiries, or if you have anything, any feedback, anything you want to get to us, relay to us, email us at hurtwords@gmail.com with a Z, not an S, with a Z. Share the podcast. Share the fucking podcast. And if you've been down with us since the very beginning, let us know. We want to shout you out on the podcast. Now, I was kind of feeling myself too much right there because I want to talk about somebody who is the future of the wrestling business. So this is the very first Wrestle Hurt. I'm just going to be doing Wrestle Hurts anytime I have to talk about wrestling. That way, if you listen to the podcast for my wrestling reviews, you won't have to listen to the other podcasts. You could just go straight into what I'm going to talk about. But I wanted to talk about... Oh, shit. Hold on, guys. It's called Wrestle Hurt. Not even hurt yet, so... If you're listening, I hope you're hurt. I hope you're getting hurt. And if you're hurt, I hope you're getting even more hurt. God damn. God damn. Damn. Whew. So let's get into it. And another thing. Before I get into the fucking wrestling. If you want us to, we'll do it. If not, cool. I prefer kind of not to do it. Because, you know, unlike Doug Benson, where he goes on his show and he asks his audience about, you prefer sativa or indica. He fucking names the name of the strain. We don't do that here because we actually don't give a fuck. We don't fucking care. Sativa, indica, name of the fucking strain. It could be called fucking plant shit or grass dick. I don't know. Whatever the fuck you want to fucking name it. It doesn't even matter. I don't even give a shit about the name or if it's an indica or sativa. I just want to fucking smoke it. Doug Benson. So anyways, now that I'm done with that, I just had to get that off my chest. This is why I like getting hurt, guys. It's because whatever is on my mind, I'm able to put it out there. Now, I was watching NXT yesterday because I didn't get to catch it Wednesday night. And oh my God. EC3 is the future. I would like to see the North American title on EC3, the NXT championship on EC3, and even maybe a fucking tag title on EC3. And here's why. Hear me out. Hear me out. Before you're like, God damn, Jeremiah, you just want him to get all the fucking titles? Yes, but for good reason. His gimmick is he's the top 1%. He's in the top 1% of the industry. And you know what? I believe it. Because the kid's promos and the way he works, I believe it. It's believable. So anybody listening to this fucking podcast wanting to be a wrestler, or if a wrestler happens to be listening to this podcast, take some motherfucking notes. Because he's giving out free lessons left and right. This kid's promos are amazing, man. Amazing. I haven't heard somebody talk on the mic and be a good in-ring worker at the same time in a while. The kid is the future. His gimmick is going to work on the main roster. If it doesn't, it's because of management and the people backstage fucking up again. And if they fucked up, it wouldn't surprise me, because they fuck up all the time. All the time. Just look at Bayley. Just look at... Oh my God. I'm starting to get really pissed off. Ty Dillinger? Where has he been? Where? 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 Show me. Show me. Please, someone show me. Where has he been? Alright. Not to mention Shinsuke Nakamura, when he debuted, if I remember correctly, they put him with Ziggler. Why? Why? And I don't even get why they put Drew McIntyre with Dolph Ziggler. Why? But you know what? That story hasn't been told all the way, so I'm kind of jumping the gun. Apologize for the background noise. It'll go away soon. But EC3 makes his gimmick believable. And I say put all three titles on him, because his gimmick is believable. He's a heel, but for some reason I want to cheer for him. I'm all for EC3. NX3? That's him during his NXT tenure. That's why you give him all the belts. It's because he's already becoming the brand. He's outshining everybody there, including the Velveteen Dream, who I feel is the only one so far, right now, as close of a caliber as EC3. And you're probably thinking, like, what about Aleister Black? Aleister Black is a good worker. His character is great, too. But when you throw in the mic work into the equation, that's when it becomes unbalanced again. Even in the same NXT from Wednesday, you had the Velveteen Dream and Ricochet kind of go at it and cut promos. And let me tell you this, I'll tell you the complete truth about Ricochet. Ricochet is a badass worker. He's badass. I'm not taking that away from him. I'm not. But his mic work is blah. There is no energy there. None whatsoever. It's just him going out there saying what he wants to say. Making faces. I guess because in his head, those faces, you know, he looks cool to everybody else. But to me, I don't know. I could just kind of tell you were trying. I just saw that you weren't really Ricochet. The Velveteen Dream was the Velveteen Dream. Alright? And your awkwardness even threw off the Velveteen Dream for me, because it made that whole entire segment awkward and kind of like it was missing and hitting every now and then, but it was just misfiring the whole entire time. Let's see, who else wrestled? Oh, you got the War Raiders making their debut. It was all right. I say it was all right because if you haven't seen War Machine on the indies, then you're just getting a watered-down version here in the WWE. And you're probably like, what? What? Okay, now you're just talking out of your ass, Jeremiah. Hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. On the indie scenes, like when whatever song they used for What Culture Pro Wrestling, when they won the title from the Swords of Essex, I believe, their entrance music was fucking badass, guys. Like, you could tell they were vibing with the music. Like, they felt it. They were coming in. That music helped build them up. It got them a little bit more confident. And then once the match started, everything fucking clicked. Everything clicked. You could tell coming into the ring when they debuted, they weren't clicking with their own fucking theme song. Everything has to be perfect. So if I ran a promotion and had somebody coming up with entrance themes, custom entrance themes for wrestlers, and a wrestler came up to me and he said, hey, Jeremiah, I'm not really vibing like with this entrance music. It's not picking me up. It's not pumping me up. I don't think I can get myself over to this. I'm going to do whatever I can to help them out. I'm not just going to be fucking WCW over here just throwing entrance music left and right. Not giving a fuck, not really paying attention to the gimmick. Music is everything to the gimmick. Look at the fucking Velveteen Dream. His gimmick says Velveteen Dream. The War Raiders theme song doesn't say War Machine. It doesn't even say War Raiders. It needs to be heavier. Triple H, it needs to be heavier. I know you like heavy music. Make their entrance music heavier. Unless another reason could be that it was fucking three big, big guys and one big guy in the ring that threw it off. Their body movements, their momentum, their speed. Because that whole match was kind of like, I mean, it was good. It was all right. But it wasn't what I was expecting from War Raiders or War Machine. I kind of wanted a little bit more fast-paced action. I just wish it would have clicked more, especially in their debut. But it didn't. So, yeah. But EC3, holy shit. He cut a promo at the end. My God. That's how hyped I get about EC3. That is how hyped I get. Hold on a second. If you're listening to this and you're hurt, or you're getting hurt, or you're getting even more hurt, badass. If you're not hurt, get hurt. And if you don't want to get hurt, you should get hurt. You know, I'm just kidding. I think that is what's lacking in wrestling nowadays. And I don't think Big Cash should be in hot water. Here's why. Big Cash has been gone for a very long time. All right? He needs to establish himself. And right now he's establishing himself as a heel. And I get it, Vince McMahon and people backstage got upset because he continued to beat the shit out of a little man. But I really don't even give a shit because apparently Big Cass went over it with the Daniel Bryan impersonator, and he was actually the one that wanted Big Cass to continue to beat him. So Dude was cool with it. Big Cass went with it. He went off script. You know why? Because Big Cass probably understands that he's been away for a long time. So when he's back and he's going to fight Daniel Bryan, he wants to go into that match with as much heat as he possibly can. Vince McMahon talks about the proverbial brass ring. You know, people not earning it, or they just wait for it. Big Cass is fucking, to me, I always make fun of his fucking big ass dark nipples, but he's got some respect. He's gotten some respect for me even more so now for doing that. Because he's just not waiting for his turn. And I don't even get that kind of logic, Vince McMahon, when you want people to kind of surprise you like they used to, like Stone Cold or The Rock or whoever had the luxury of going off script or cutting their own promos. They weren't scripted, or just doing something off script that impressed you. They don't even get the chance to do that anymore. Because you know why? Because if it doesn't impress you, you just shoot it down and you fucking punish that wrestler. You don't even realize that they at least tried to do something different to impress you. I'm not mad at Big Cass. I don't think Big Cass should have heat on him either. That was awesome. That did make me hate him. He's coming in, telling himself, if they want me to be a heel, I'm going to come back to the SmackDown brand, and I'm going to be the biggest fucking heel here. There's nothing wrong with that. For God's sakes, JBL is over there not even wrestling, being an asshole backstage to Mauro Ranallo, but when Big Cass does something that is actually, choreographed almost. I understand they went off script, but you know, they trust each other with their bodies. There's that understanding. It's a problem. But when somebody makes fun of somebody's mental problems or whatever backstage, JBL, I'm talking about you, it's fine because it's not in front of a fucking camera. When I'm pretty sure JBL really meant what he said. All right. But Big Cass gets fucking heat. Doesn't make any sense, Vince. It does not make any sense. I don't know if you're just too old now and you're losing it. And I don't even give a shit that I'm talking this. I'm just telling you the truth. This is what I see. All right? You need to be more open-minded. I get it. It's your fucking company and everything has to go the way you want it to go. It doesn't. Not even in life. Not even in my life. Do things go the way I want them to go? You at least have fucking people trying to change it up. And you're suppressing them. You're limiting them. That's why the product sucks. That's why Backlash fucking sucks. That's why I didn't even do a fucking Backlash review. Because it would have been the shortest review ever. Because I would have just came on here and I would have said, alright, Backlash review. Here's what I thought about it. It fucking sucked. And then that would have been it. The only good matches were The Miz and Seth Rollins, which is the first match. So if you do watch Backlash, only watch the first match if you don't want to witness garbage. Carmella is trash. Carmella does not deserve to be in the ring with Charlotte. All right? I said it there. Boom. The Braun Strowman Bobby Lashley match, their tag match was fucking weird. Just absolutely weird. Just like, Bobby Lashley was so awkward towards the end of the match. He was just there, not like looking, like kind of not knowing what the fuck to do. It was weird. It was awkward. For me watching it was awkward. It was weird. Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles was a good match. But how the hell is there a count out when there's no disqualifications? did not make sense. So that was aggravating, because it was a good match, and I'm trying to be nice. Because I don't want to take away from Shinsuke and AJ, but the finish was fucking trash. Samoa Joe versus Roman Reigns. Samoa Joe carried that whole entire match. Any excitement you got out of it was because of Samoa Joe doing something to Roman Reigns. Alright? Not because Roman Reigns fucking cocked his fucking arm fisting. It's because of Samoa Joe. Sucked. But that's going to do it for Wrestling Hurt. Wrestle Hurt. Wrestle Hurt. Still pretty hurt, guys. But follow us on Twitter, the Hurt Words Podcast. Twitter handle at HurtWords3. Business inquiries. Or if you just want to relay a message to us, HurtWordsWithTheZ@gmail.com. HurtWordsWithTheZ is our Instagram. Guys, please send us feedback. Please email us. Remember, you can catch us on Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Anchor FM, and Apple Podcasts. So share the link, spread the podcast, Hurt Nation. If you're hurt, get more hurt. If you're not hurt, get hurt. I'm hurt. Hurt Nation, we love you guys. Be safe. Remember, you're never alone. Don't let the worry get to you. Don't let the anxiety eat away. Don't let the fear consume you. You're never alone. You're never alone. Hurt Nation. Too sweet me. All right. Peace out, guys.